A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, realize that it is those who have faith who are children of Abraham. Scripture, which saw in advance that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, foretold the good news to Abraham, saying, "Through you shall all the nations be blessed." Consequently, those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, who had faith. For all who depend on works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, "Cursed be everyone who does not persevere in doing all the things written in the book of the law." And that no one is justified before God by the law is clear. For the one who is righteous by faith will live. But the law does not depend on faith. Rather, the one who does these things will live by them. Christ ransomed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed be everyone who hangs on a tree," that the blessing of Abraham might be extended to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The word of the Lord. The Lord will remember his covenant forever. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart, in the company and assembly of the just. Great are the works of the Lord, exquisite in all their delights. Majesty and glory are his work, and his justice endures forever. He has won renown for his wondrous deeds. Gracious and merciful is the Lord. He has given food to those who fear him. He will forever be mindful of his covenant. He has made known to his people the power of his works, giving them the inheritance of the nations.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Gloria tibi Domine.
When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But When one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams through arid regions searching for rest. But finding none, it says, I shall return to my home from which I came. But upon returning, it finds it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of that man is worse than the first. Verbum Domini. In today's Gospel from Luke, we join Jesus just after driving out a demon that was mute. The church fathers, and considering this same encounter in Matthew's Gospel, believe this demon was actually both blind and mute, having neither the faculty of speech nor sight. This represents fairly well two common ailments: spiritual blindness, which includes the inability to see our own sins, and remaining mute, unable to speak or confess them. It seems this is and has always been a primary goal of the devil: to keep us blind to the truth about God and our own sinfulness, and stopping us from returning to him and making a good confession. It was so from the very beginning. The devil convinced the very first married couple that God was trying to keep something from them, some power or some strength, trying to oppress them, keeping them from being completely free. But nothing could have been further from the truth, and so they sinned. And when approached by God, not only did they not confess their fault, they made excuses. Satan, the old liar from the beginning, whispers the same narrative today, working to blind our eyes and block our ears. But there is good news. Jesus is here, and he is here to liberate us from the grip of the devil. If you want to know the joy of a clear conscience, the beauty of a state of grace, the Catholic Church has a line forming for just that purpose. When I was in the Navy, I spent a lot of time waiting in lines. With 1,500 crew members aboard our ship, there was always a line. We waited for everything, every meal, every paycheck, waited in line for a haircut, medical care, uniforms. I was really good at standing in line. Sometimes, if I saw a line, I'd just get in it, because I had been trained to believe that to receive anything good, you needed to wait in line. And as I mentioned, the Catholic Church has a line forming for something amazing. It's called, as you may have guessed, the line for the confessional. I recall someone who asked a priest friend of mine why he always preached on confession. His answer was, I'm going to preach on confession until the lines for the confessional are at least as long as the lines for communion. Good answer. For in order to be properly disposed for the reception of communion, one must, in addition to having fasted for at least 1 hour, be Catholic. And as the Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches in chapter 1415, anyone who desires to receive Christ in the Eucharistic communion must be in a state of grace. Anyone aware of having sinned mortally must not receive communion without having received absolution in the sacrament of penance. And yes, while the Eucharist is not simply a prize for the good, it is indeed Jesus Christ himself who loves us and desires for us to be reconciled with him. Saint Pope John the 23rd, whom the Church remembers today in a special way, spoke about the Eucharistic bread being unquestionably the image and fount of unity in the mystical body of Christ, which is the Catholic Church, the one true dispenser of the fruits of redemption established by Christ as an extension and continuation of the Incarnation. He lamented that if only the Eucharist were better understood and more worthily and frequently received, how much greater would be our share of peace for the Church and for the whole world. Why should we care about being in a state of grace to receive our Lord in communion? It's because the Church teaches that if someone receives in a state of mortal sin, they actually commit another mortal sin, and the Church calls this sacrilege. And yet, so many in line for communion, and so few in the line for confession. Our gospel antiphon today reminds us that the prince of this world will be cast out. Why is there a need to cast him out? Because when we consent to sin, we subject ourselves to the dominion of Satan, saying goodbye to the open arms of Christ and leaping into the very warm welcome provided by Satan. And nobody can rescue us except for Jesus Christ himself, who said to St. Paul in the Acts of the Apostles, speaking about us, that he intended to open their eyes, that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may obtain forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been consecrated by faith in me. The entire purpose of the Incarnation is to deliver mankind from the consequences of the fall and to destroy the reign of Satan. Jesus is clear. The victory over Satan is his. The same Lord who through his prophet said, "Yet even now, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and with mourning." Then the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, "Spare thy people, O Lord." He wants to forgive us. St. John Marie Vianney once spoke about the eagerness of Jesus to forgive by saying, "God forgives us more quickly than a mother snatches her child from the fire." So let us energetically return to Jesus, standing with him, not against, and return to the kingdom of God, which has come upon us, and meet Jesus, who waits for us at the end of the line in the confessional. God bless you.